The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And in case you have been kind of under a rock for about the last 2 weeks, something pretty major has been going on in Australia. Melbourne, Roger Federer, Serena Williams, both of them. Winning for Serena, number 23, her 23rd major, and for Roger, his 18th major. Putting these people in a category all on their own. And speaking of that, Steph Curry, holy cow, 43 points and like a 40-some-odd point drubbing of the LA Clippers, which was such a joke of a game. Which leads me to Jeff Rich. Last week, we have such a great game with the Cavs and the Spurs. Then they followed up with that. Man, oh man. NBA, let's get it right. What do you think, Jeff?
Yeah, it's supposed to look better on paper. It did look better on paper than it did on television Saturday night, that's for sure. But, you know, you got to pick these matchups. You can't dictate the results.
Yep, so true, man. And as you said earlier, a lot of things seem different, but they're very much the same. Roger Federer, like I said, number 18. Serena, number 23. Some unbelievable stuff going on in the sports world. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, we're going to get into it. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. And you are hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of that constantly leaking toilet? I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about stopping that water bandit, the leaky toilet, right after this.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Want to take back control? A Generac Home Standby Generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, automatically, whether you're home or away. Control your power, control your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
For more information, visit Generac.com or call 855-886-8203.
A leaky toilet makes an irritating sound, but also wastes dozens and dozens of gallons of water every day. The culprit most often is the rubber flapper at the bottom of the tank. Over time, they can crack or become deformed, so they don't seal as well as they should. A replacement is only a few dollars, and the fix, just a few minutes. First, turn off the water supply and empty the tank by flushing it. Remove the old flapper by unsnapping it where it is hinged at the base of the tower. You'll also have to disconnect its chain from the flush lever. The new flapper snaps right back in its place, and its chain is then attached to the flush lever so there's little or no slack when the flap is closed. Then, turn back on the water supply, and you're done.
I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Do you love pizza? Because if you love pizza, the 10 any pizza deal from Pizza Hut is the biggest no-brainer in the history of the world. You can carry out a large pizza, any toppings, anytime for just 10 bucks. Even a large pan meat lovers, or pepperoni lovers, or whatever toppings you love. They're all 10 bucks. The 10 any pizza deal, because no one out-pizzas the Hut. Ask for this offer. Additional charge for extra cheese and stuffed crust. Product availability, prices, and participation may vary.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
We're talking Byline Sports, where sports happens.
What the hell's going on out here?
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Everyone's watching.
Back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Let's get involved in the conversation. Hit us up at Twitter, at By Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. And, you know, look, I'm definitely excited about Roger Federer and Serena Williams and what they've accomplished. 23 for Serena. I'm talking majors, and 18 for Roger, but I also got to mention, obviously, there's a huge football game coming in about a week away from us now. New England Patriots, Atlanta Falcons, a pretty darn good matchup, to be honest with you. You know, Atlanta hitting on all cylinders. The Patriots are the Patriots. We're just used to seeing them here every single year, to be honest with you. Jeff, but a lot of things going on, honestly. So many things happening in the sports world. And just a quick thing I want to touch on with you. I do want to get on to Georgia Tech. That was a great basketball game. I agree with you 100%. But before we do that, two things in the NBA. Steph Curry's unbelievable performance once again. 43 points in three quarters. An absolute shellacking, if you will, of the Clippers without Chris Paul. And obviously, that makes a big difference. We all know that. But 40-some-odd points, I don't know about that. But in general, what can you say about this Steph Curry guy? Honestly, you know, I give him a lot of props, but truly, the guy is special, man.
Man, that's a roster that's got three guys capable of putting up 40 on any given night. That's, you know, all joking aside, the rivalry or the non-rivalry with the Cavaliers, you know, Golden State Warrior basketball is something else. You know, it's not like the Clippers are devoid of superstars. It's not like, you know, a lot of these teams, you know, across the league are devoid of superstars, but nobody has the talent. Nobody can hit you from all angles like Golden State. And yeah, this is consistent with who Steph Curry is. I think that, you know, maybe he's catching up with the press clippings that are saying he's been down a little bit this year and that, you know, Harden's outplayed him. And, you know, certainly that Russell Westbrook's outplayed him. He doesn't have the rivalry with Westbrook like, you know, his teammate Durant does. But, no, another special night on the big stage. You know, we devalue these regular season NBA games a lot, but there's a lot to see. And I think that ABC is certainly capitalizing on the availability of the Saturday night sports package, even though we didn't get a great game this week, you know, compared to the Cavaliers Spurs game a week ago.
What impresses me most about Steph Curry and will continue to impress me most about Steph Curry is how efficient the guy is. And let's face it, man, he's not taking easy shots a lot of the times. So I'm just amazed at how efficient the guy is. And honestly, we all know he gets his teammates involved as well. Just all around, such a fantastic basketball player. And of course, I cannot not notice the fact of the matter of him having such great players around him. But again, his greatness is just personified by what he does out there on the floor for everybody, for himself, and how efficient he is. In three quarters, 43 points. Pretty unbelievable stuff. I hate to say it. Pretty amazing. One more thing I want to touch on is Thon Maker and the Milwaukee Bucks. He's gotten a couple starts as of late. But obviously with the ban that our new president has thrown out there, there's a little bit of concern for Thon Maker. I don't know where this is going in general, but I do know that there's definite concern for a lot of people that are here in America right now, and maybe even some people that you wouldn't expect, and that's why I'm trying to bring this to people's light. Thon Maker, professional basketball player for the Milwaukee Bucks, and there's a little bit of concern for the Milwaukee Bucks and maybe some other people throughout the country.
Yeah, I mean, there's concerns. We're about 24 hours into it as we come on the air, Sundays from 9 to 11 Eastern time. But I'm still in kind of wait and see mode. There's a lot of hysteria. I would say that it's probably a little bit justified, if not a lot justified. And that's a problem that I don't think that professional athletes are going to deal with other than being affected by it. I don't think that they're going to be directly, I think the teams that are, I think the people that have jobs in this country and that aren't traveling to those banned countries are going to be okay, which isn't to say that this situation is okay, but
Let me put it to you like this, okay? Let's just face it, okay? In general, all of these games today, basketball, baseball, football, hockey, they're all global games. They're pretty much global leagues, if you will, right? And for the most part, I would say that every one of these different entities are proud to attract the best players from all over the world. So I do think there's more to this than meets the human eye at this very particular moment. Where it's going, I don't know, Jeff, but I do think there is real cause for concern if you are a great player at something and you want to do it in the United States.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's something that there's collateral damage to everything. And I think that some of these athletes, they are going to, not have opportunities, and it's not going to be fair to them. But, you bring up the United States of America being the global interest of sports. I think that every sports league in the world, with the exception of, sports that we don't play here, like rugby, that we don't play here on a professional level, like rugby and Australian rules football and things like that. But like the major sports, the baseball, the football, the basketball, everything except for soccer, which belongs to the English Premier League, as far as the global attention is concerned, I think that people look to the United States, and I don't think that they're looking to the United States as a place that kind of hosts these major sporting events and the best professional leagues in the world. I think that they're even the most diehard sports fan from around the world has to be looking at the political angle of what's going on here right now.
Yeah, again, just an interesting time, if you will, in the United States and probably all over the world is definitely looking at us a little closer right now. And to be honest with you, rightfully so. I do want to move on. And you had brought up Georgia Tech, Notre Dame, fantastic basketball game, a buzzer beater. I think it was 62-60 was the final. Am I correct?
62-60, but Notre Dame had the opportunity inside of 10 seconds and just didn't get back on defense. I mean, you can't give up a game-winning breakaway gimme. As the buzzer runs out, that's Notre Dame was the 14th ranked team in the country. Georgia Tech playing really tough at home. I mean, great game, back and forth the whole way. But the way that it ended, it was awesome for Georgia Tech. But just as a bad, just a fan of sport, you like to see it not end so haplessly, I guess.
I thought Kansas rebounded very well after losing to West Virginia earlier in the week. Go to Kentucky, a very tough place to play, a very good basketball team. You know, it looked like they were going to get run out of the building early, but they fought back and somehow found a way to win that basketball game. I like Kansas a lot this year. I really do. And a lot of times I'm not so up on those Bill Self teams. My brother went to KU, and I know every single year he has all kinds of hope and optimism for March Madness. This may be one of the better Jayhawk teams I've ever seen, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think that, well, this isn't your father's Kentucky or your older brother's Kentucky. I mean, you know, Calipari's got to get it done every year in different ways. Kansas looked good. But how about the Big 12 and the SEC playing out of conference this late in the season? I thought that was really awesome.
Yeah, we'll get into that and other stuff, obviously, on this other side. Maybe get into some Super Bowls. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, we want thoughts. We want opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Get involved. It is Dorf on Sports, and you are hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Green finds Curry, open three, puts it in. Curry, another three. Got it.
Boosler for 10, and Curry, oh my goodness.
From about 5 feet beyond the arc, Bogut with the block. Green, back to Curry. Bang! Curry again. Back out Curry. Curry for three. It's good.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add four more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Now remember, this is just another ball game.
Just do your best and don't get flustered. And if you boot one, don't throw the ball away. And don't help out the pitcher by swinging at bad ones. Just play the way you've been playing the last couple of weeks and you got nothing to worry about. Okay, let's go.
Deep back in the eye is Coleman with DeMarco. Split off. They'll toss it to Tevin. Left side, around the edge. Got a block. Touchdown, Atlanta. And Tevin almost ran that one back to the locker room. He went it all the way in the tunnel and high-fived somebody standing about 30 yards deep in the tunnel.
Michael, nowhere to go. And that's it. The Atlanta Falcons, NFC champions, on to Super Bowl 51.
Brady identifies the mic from the right hash mark of the 10. Tom waits on the snap and takes it. Backs up, bouncing on his feet. Looks down the middle. Throws down the middle. Touchdown, Edelman! One more score for the Patriots
start
in
the
AFC Championship.
Start the buses, baby.
Tom Brady takes the snap. And with one more kneel down, the New England Patriots will play one more game in this 2016-17 season. And with that one more, they are the only one, the only NFL franchise to reach the Super Bowl 9 times.
You know, this isn't fantasy football.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich is with me, as he is each and every week. You can get involved. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter, @byJeffRich, @DorfOnSports. And be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Jeff, let's go through a little bit of maybe what we're going to see in about a week or so.
Hey, before we get into that, let me wish a very happy birthday, a happy 21st birthday to everyone that was born the last time, the day of the last time the Cowboys won the Super Bowl. You are 21 years old now. That's how long it's been for the Dallas Cowboys. I don't know if you knew that.
21 years? Is that it?
21 years, 1996, Sun Devil Stadium.
1996, you were, if you were around, you'd be 21 now, the last time the Dallas Cowboys won and were relevant. So all you Dallas Cowboy fans that have ran your mouth like crazy this year, get it in perspective, man. You haven't been relevant for 21 years. Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate that.
I figured you would.
I appreciate that, man. That was nice. Hey, let's get into what's happening now, not 21 years ago. And let's talk a little bit about what's to come and some of the storylines that we also will have, too, with obviously Tom Brady and Belichick and their unbelievable legacy. Brady could have 5. Belichick could be there with Lombardi. You know, there's some serious, like, things that could go great for them. On the other hand, Matty Ice has been around for a long time. He's paid his dues. He's had a lot of good football teams, never been quite able to get over the hump. You know, maybe he can break through and get one and solidify his career and his legacy a little bit, Jeff.
No, I think that Atlanta is the not talked about story. It's a little bit like, you know, my Indians were in the World Series just because you're playing such a wildly popular opponent. But, man, Dimitrioff's done a good job. You know, Arthur Blank's kind of put his faith in Dimitrioff. You know, they got close with Mike Smith. I think that they needed somebody that's a championship caliber head coach. Another guy we're not talking about, Dan Quinn. You know, great architect of those Seahawks defenses, not trying to create Seattle 2.0, trying to create Atlanta 1.0. I think that that's, you know, that's a little cliche, but it can't be overstated. I think that trying to create your own event rather than trying to replicate past success in other venues, I think that that's really valuable. And, you know, they're not a defense. You know, I mean, they're very good on defense. They're very sound on defense. They've drafted well. They've drafted well on both sides of the ball, and that's where they're at. You know, Matt Ryan might have been a little bit of a gimme, but I mean, he was the third pick in that 2008 draft. You know, and went after a couple of guys that aren't worthy, that weren't, you know, in hindsight, aren't worthy of the 1 and 2 picks. But, you know, guys like Julio Jones that they went up, you know, they moved up and got from, you know, that pick from Cleveland so that they could take him. And then just getting good, solid players. You know, just because you have Tevin Coleman doesn't mean that you don't draft Devontae Freeman out of Florida State the next year. And I think that as lethal as Matt Ryan can be running that offense, I think that it's complemented by a good running game. And the addition of Alex Mack, you know, I'm a little closer to that situation following the Cleveland Browns like I do. But,
sure,
you know, he was, him and Kyle Shanahan had something going. I mean, this was they played on a team that with Brian Hoyer at quarterback, that offense got out to a 7-4 start before it fell apart in 2014 for the Browns. But going down to Atlanta, they reunited. Kyle Shanahan, the worst thing he's got going for him is his last name because he can't get out of his father's shadow. But he's kind of created it on his own, and he may or may not be the next head coach of the San Francisco 49ers. We'll find out about that in about 8 days. But really well run offense. Defense is really sound. That Vic Beasley is just something else. And their secondary is really solid. You could tell, and I'm not trying to, rub salt in the wound of the Green Bay Packers, but you could tell how much better Julio Jones was than that Packers defensive back Gunter. I mean, he just didn't have a chance. And I don't think that Atlanta or New England features players that can be burnt in quite that way.
You know, here's in all due respect to you and most everybody out there, the Green Bay Packers overachieved. I hate to say it. When you're playing with fourth and fifth string guys, and they're, like you said, they're not that caliber player. They're not a one. They're not a two. They're four and fives. These are guys that would not see the field if other people were healthy enough to play.
Oh, so, absolutely. And it was said, leading up into the conference championship rounds that the Green Bay Packers had a chance to do something very unique, and that was probably, the opportunity to win the Super Bowl with probably the worst roster ever to do it.
Yeah. Good
just
point.
Because of the injuries. I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. Complete overachievement to run the table as far as they did. They come up short, and I think that that's a testimonial to what the Atlanta Falcons are, is that they ran into that buzzsaw that was the Green Bay Packers, and they kept on running.
Well, bottom line is Atlanta was a better football team, and I have no problem admitting it. And ultimately, the way that the Packers lost, I have no problem with how they lost either. To me, losing a close game hurts a lot more than losing a game that you're never really involved in. So I'm totally okay with the way that the Packers went out. Would I have liked them to win? Absolutely, of course. But they gave everything they had with the guys that they had on the field, and they just weren't good enough. Let's get to Matty Ice a little bit. This dude is unreal, okay? And I think he goes on underappreciated to a certain degree. And he has a lot of targets. He has a lot of weapons, of course. But that's how you make a name for yourself. Brady has a lot of targets, a lot of weapons. And he gets the ball to everybody. That's very similar to what Matty Ice has done this year. And with that improved running game, Atlanta's a real threat, both in the air and on the ground. That offense is legit. That offense is power-packed. And what they did to the Green Bay Packers, they could do again to the New England Patriots. I think that this is going to be a very good football game. I really do. I think you're going to see a 30-27 type game, 27-24, 35-31. This is going to be another one of those games where potentially who has the ball last is probably the team that is going to win, at least in my humble opinion, because you're talking about two of the best quarterbacks and guys with all kinds of weapons. So this has all the making for a great football game, Jeff, to be honest with you, man. And I'm very excited to see if Atlanta can take down the mighty New England Patriots.
I think the X factor is the coaching staffs, and as much praise as I have for Dan Quinn and Kyle Shanahan and everybody that's you know, that's brought Atlanta to where they are and where they deserve to be. You know, on the other side of the ball, you have Bill Belichick, you have Matt Patricia, you have Josh McDaniels. You know, you have all of these guys that have been there and done it so many times before. And I think that that might be the X factor. I think that that might be the difference between who scores 33 and who scores 30.
Look, sometimes ignorance is bliss, you know, and not being there is sometimes a good thing, too. Matty Ice only been in, what, like 7 postseason football games, and obviously we know what Brady has been in. So a big difference there. However, I don't think there's a big difference in the sense of Matty Ice has played in a lot of big games. Obviously not the Super Bowl, but he's played in a lot of big games. He's had a lot of pressure. He's had a lot of failure. Maybe this is his time to succeed, Jeff. I mean, look, how often do we see the underdog pulling it out more often than not these days? So don't be surprised. Don't be shocked if Atlanta has a great day next Sunday.
Oh, and I won't be. I'm not going to be shocked by any result in the Super Bowl unless we have like a 60-0 game.
I agree. Anyways, a lot to talk about, a lot to get into still. We do want thoughts. We do want opinions. How great was Serena's accomplishment? How great was Roger's accomplishment? Let us know. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Right back. How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Do you love pizza? Because if you love pizza, the 10 any pizza deal from Pizza Hut is the biggest no-brainer in the history of the world. You can carry out a large pizza, any toppings, anytime for just $10. Even a large pan meat lovers, or pepperoni lovers, or whatever toppings you love. They're all $10. The 10 any pizza deal, because no one out pizzas the Hut. Ask for this offer. Additional charge for extra cheese and stuffed crust. Product availability, prices, and participation may vary.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Now, hear me out, guy. I'm talking Oscar here. Classic, classic Cinderella stuff, okay? A football team. Somewhere in New England, 42 years, no championship, man. Buckets. New season. Home opener. Guess what happens? Whammo! Their franchise quarterback is gone! So they got a decision to make, huh? Sure, it's too soon, but they bring in the kid. And with the thing in it, big bomb phone! Big bomb phone! Okay, so dig this. It's not a fumble, all right? The ref cites some obscure rule, so it's a fumble. But it ain't no fumble. Cut to New Orleans. Why? Because I love that city like a brother. Super Bowl! High score. Timex running dry. And the kid, huh? Marches his boys right into field goal range. They kick! Will it? Won't it? It does! They win! They win! They're champions of the freaking world, man!
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. That was Dennis Hopper. I remember those great commercials back in the day when he was an official, and they always had him like during the Super Bowl. And I love that one. Wasn't he in Speed too with what's his name, Keanu Reeves?
With Keanu Reeves, yeah. Shoot the hostage, man. Shoot the hostage. Picket Fence from Hoosiers. Dennis Hopper was a great one. You know, he hasn't been with us for a year or so now, but man, yeah, great crossover, great promos. I vaguely remember, you'd be hard pressed to find a lot of things that you'll remember that I don't, but yeah, those referee commercials are not so clear as the calendar turns its pages.
Man, oh man, where were you, bud? I just don't believe that. I'm not that much older.
I was excited about the underdog Patriots coming out of nowhere to beat the Rams in the Super Bowl. Man, I was excited about teams going old school and winning with special teams and defense. And now the Patriots don't come out of nowhere at all.
Yeah, just unbelievable stuff. The Patriots are always in the mix. They're and that kind of was like I was talking to my girlfriend's son the other day about this. You know, I mean, look, at the end of the day, the AFC got better. Don't get me wrong. But they fail really badly to be able to beat the New England Patriots, which is kind of going to lead me to my next subject and topic. Big Ben Roethlisberger, Antonio Brown, all these things that are going on there in Pittsburgh. Now, Big Ben may be talking about retirement and not wanting to come back anymore. And to me, it's more about the fact of the matter that he just can't climb that mountaintop, which is Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. And frustration has really set in to Big Ben because, let's face it, dude, he's got weapons. He's got great players around him. But they're not good enough to get by the New England Patriots year in and year out. Yeah, they did it in like 2009 or whatever it was, and maybe again in 2011 or something. But for the most part, we see the New England Patriots more than anyone else year in and year out from the AFC. So like you said about tennis a while back, and you know, as we say, things change, but there's still so much the same. They really are in the NFL, especially in the AFC. At least the NFC, man, there's been a potpourri of different teams that make it to the Super Bowl for the last 4, 5, or 6 years versus the AFC, where it's always the New England Patriots.
Well, you know, we were talking about tennis. I think that we could kind of cross it over here. You know, yeah. You look at how many titles that both Nadal and Federer have, you know, the titles that Serena has, you know, they're in the teens. I mean, they've dominated the sport for a decade and a half, you know, and I know that that's not Grand Slams, you know, they're not going out and winning, you know, the four Grand Slam tournaments every year. But at the same time, you think about Peyton Manning and you think about Ben Roethlisberger and, you know, sprinkle in 1 year of Joe Flacco. I mean, when you look at how the AFC has been represented by the same three teams, you know, Peyton Manning getting credit for both being on the Colts and the Broncos as they
sure.
got through the Patriots. But
sure.
you look at the limited interruption that just three guys, you know, Flacco once, Roethlisberger a couple of times, you know, Roethlisberger's been to three Super Bowls. Flacco's been to, Flacco's been to the one, and Peyton Manning's been to, what is it, like three or four. You know, if not for that, does Tom Brady have like 12 Super Bowls? He's got four going for five, and that's amazing in and of itself. But the fact that he could have so much more if it weren't for these very few challengers. And that, I think that's very interesting to me. You wonder what if the gap between one and two with Brady and the next guy, whether it's Manning or Roethlisberger, possibly Joe Flacco, like I said, you wonder just how dominant, Tom Brady could be, and the Patriots could be like the Yankees, literally be like the Yankees, where they own 20% of the championship hardware in the history of the sport.
Well, but you know what, that's honestly, that's somewhat of a fair comparison in the sense of they always get to the AFC championship game. And it seems like more often than not that the run has to go through New England and the Patriots. So I actually think that that's a pretty fair comparison to compare them to the Yankees, of the 90s and the early 2000s,
And of the 20s and 30s as well.
Well, yes, obviously, but that's way before our time. And I'm trying to be more relevant for today's sports fan. Of course, back in the 20s and 30s, the Yankees were awesome then too. But even more recent, they have had their dominance and they've been so great and so powerful. And it's kind of like, what the Cowboys were able to do over 20 some odd years ago. And then they've kind of disappeared. But in all honesty, man, it gets kind of boring. I hate to say it. I'm all about competition, and I'm all about the best being the best. Don't get me wrong. But how in the world is there such a gap that these other teams are this far behind the New England Patriots?
It's interesting, and it's not like they're beating, it's not like they're Alabama or Clemson, where they just go out and they win every game by 30 points. They're not doing that. They've got to, they counted on the Arizona Cardinals, missed a field goal in the opening week. They catch breaks. They catch breaks because they set themselves up to, play so evenly, to be in every game in the last 5 minutes to where they can either go take it or not let it slip away. And I think that they, the difference between a 9-7 Patriots team and a 12-4 Patriots team might be five plays over the course of a season. And they're just on the right side of those five plays in such a large percentage of their games that they always get there and they always find a way. And, a lot of times they will run out early and then just put their foot on your throat and not let you move or squirm or anything. And, it's really impressive that they've done it this long. And really, you have two characters, and it's so cliche to talk about the coach and the quarterback, but I mean, that's all that remains from when they beat the Rams, 15, 16 years ago now. And yeah, it's really incredible. It's it's buying into a vision. It's buying into a philosophy. And it's very, very impressive.
And that's, in all honesty, that's why I somewhat changed my opinion about how I felt about what the Green Bay Packers were doing with my buddy Fat Mike McCarthy, because truth be told, there really isn't anybody that much better than him. And if they are, it's a guy like Belichick who you're not going to get right now, because if I'm Robert Kraft, I'm never letting that guy go. I hate to say
that's his last stop.
Right.
I knew that when he refused the Jets job, when, he was the coach in waiting behind Parcells. And Parcells went over to the Patriots, and he chose to be an assistant with the Patriots rather than to be the head coach of the New York Jets. And I think that's a big deal. And that's his community. He went to Wesleyan. That Boston community is his, and he's really taking it. He's really taking it by the bootstraps and run with it, man.
Look, my point is that sometimes, as we've talked about before, sometimes you're better off just leaving things alone. And when people are so quick to say, we got to do this, we got to do that, we got to get rid of him, we got to get rid of that. Well, this is this is the best example that you can see in all sports. The marriage, like you're talking, between Belichick and Brady has probably kept a lot of other people's jobs as well. Let's be honest, that maybe at times would have been gone. But truth be told, there's something special about that bond. And that's why, again, I've sort of changed my mind about what I think the Green Bay Packers should do with Mike McCarthy, Dom Capers, and if they should go in a different direction. I don't necessarily think they should. I think it's all about your personnel and knowing your personnel and knowing how to use these people. And that's what the Patriots do better than anybody, Jeff. They use their personnel and get the max out of players that other teams couldn't get anything out of in certain cases. So, and this Hogan guy, I mean, they just have these guys that come out of the woodwork. Like, we all know about Edelman. We know about Gronkowski, who's not even out there. But Hogan now became a huge weapon. They're just amazing. They have a great system. I don't think you can plug anyone into that system like a lot of people say. I think Tom Brady makes it a little more dynamic and a little more special. But truth be told, it's a winning formula. And what it is to me is its continuity that has helped make that winning formula, Jeff.
You know, stability is good, but you have to have something. You have to have a strong foundation to build stability from, and consistency and continuity, like you said. You look at the lesser teams in the league. You know, it doesn't make sense for Jacksonville to continue going forward with Gus Bradley if he's not winning football games. It doesn't make sense for. Let's see who else is a bad football. You know, I mean, Bruce Arians, a lot of people think that he's on his way down. You know, it's funny, you know, you're here today, gone tomorrow. And to not just to have the stability, but something good to have that's stable is what is the New England Patriots model. It's kind of shifted. It's been special teams and defense. Then it's been all offense. It's been the offensive juggernaut in 2007. And then it goes back to, you know, now they're based on having a strong secondary and a good enough pass rush, despite the fact that they dumped Jamie Collins and Chandler Jones in the last 18 months.
Yeah. I mean, again, they do things real well with the personnel that they have. I mean, and they have guys that can go out there and execute whatever the offensive or the defensive game plan are. And they do it better than just about everybody week in and week out. So more power to the New England Patriots. They found a winning formula and they've stuck with it. But, and I hear what you're saying about certain teams, but maybe that's why they have such bad problems is because they don't stick it out and give you guys a chance. You know, I mean, look, I understand you don't want to be 0-16 5 years in a row or 1-15. I get it. But sometimes you just got to stick with it. And you know what? Hope and pray and believe in what your vision was in the first place. And I think that that's what happens ultimately, Jeff, is a lot of these guys, they have this vision, but yet they decide at some point, because it's not going right, that they have to change their vision. And that may not be the right course of action, right?
Yeah, well, you know that Cowboys dynasty that ended over 21 years ago now was, you know, began with a 1-15 season. They stuck it out with Jimmy Johnson, and they made everything happen as they were able to grow through the draft.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So sometimes less is more, and I'm finding that out more and more often. But we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be back to wrap up this hour. Keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
Works for me.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. By the way, just a quick reminder, we want to give a shout-out to those people who may be listening to us on Sirius XM, channel 203. So check us out, give us a call, let us know what's on your mind. 1-800-878-7529. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. Jeff, what's up, man? You wanted to say something. What's on your mind, man?
You know, we've been talking a lot about a lot of greatness, you know, in tennis and in football,
yes.
Serena, Federer.
I'm all about greatness. You know that, bro.
You know, somebody that we thought was just destined for greatness, and it's not to say that he didn't have a fantastic career better than just about everybody in the history of the sport, but Tiger Woods, man, used to have to search for those bad outings. Now they're just commonplace, and it's Torrey Pines. It's like his home course, and he can't get it done. I mean, he's 41. You can retire from a lot of sports at 41, traditionally not golf, but, you know, he's not relevant anymore, right? I mean, we're talking about it in the last segment.
Dude, you just hit on something that, honestly, I had a conversation with somebody about this the other day. And you know me, man. I love talking about greatness. I love Tiger Woods in general. I used to read all kinds of books about him. My uncle used to send me pictures of him because he knew how much I liked him. That guy is donezo. And I don't even want to think about what could have been for Tiger Woods anymore. I hate to say it, but the guy is flat out done. Senior tour, maybe, but as far as the PGA, dude is flat out done. And speaking of which, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be back with hour number two. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports.